on CFRC 119 FM. Sitting on the other side of the 10 o'clock hour here this morning, which means there's one more great hour of country classics coming to you next. First of all, I would like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the banks of the St. Lawrence Seaway, where this is recorded weekly. We are also being heard via CFRC 119 FM from the historic airwaves of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And we can also be heard via World Wide Web through the Durham County and Greater Toronto area via www.osherox.com. Now, as I welcome you all to the Way Back with Johnny show, to the third and final hour today, I'd like to once again remember a double feature of our dear friend who passed away the 1st of August at the age of 85, Miss Jeannie Seely. In honor of Miss Jeannie, I would like to dedicate the next two songs to her and her legacy in country music. First, we'll hear that all-time 1966 classic, Don't Touch Me. Then we'll follow with a more recent recording of Jeannie's called All Through Crying Over You, which is off her last album, which is called An American Classic. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the Way Back with Johnny show here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening. Also, I would like to mention that I got to interview Miss Jeannie 3 times over the years. And next, before we play these 2 songs, I'd like to pay tribute to a little clip that I got to record during one of our interviews. Here's Miss Jeannie Seely once.
Yeah, I think their music is different, but then the music in my era was different. I think we all bring our own style and our own sound. Things change. Styles change.
True,
and I
yes.
look at people when they get too down on the new people. I say, are you still wearing the same clothes you wore in 1970, you know, or 65?
Uh-huh.
Come on, let's be honest. And truthfully, you know, at our age, it's not our era anymore. We had our era, their era, and the young people have to bring their feelings and their sounds to the fore. But the good part is where this is best time you could possibly live in, because you can hear anything, whatever your preference is, you can hear it today.
Your hand is like a torch each time you touch me. The look in your eye pulls me apart. Don't open the door if I can't come in. Don't touch me if you don't love me, sweetheart. Your kiss is like a drink when I'm thirsty. For you with all my heart, but don't love me, then act as though we've never kissed. Oh, don't touch me if you don't. Don't give me something that you might take away. To have you, then lose you, wouldn't be smart on my part. Don't open the door to heaven me if you don't love me, sweetheart. No, don't touch me if you don't love me,
friends. I would like to once again salute a collection of Eastern ballads of the East Coast of Canada. In the segment I like to call the Great Atlantic Lullaby. And even though we have been playing a lot of East Coast favorites this morning, let's remember another collection of East Coast favorites from, of course, the Maritimes of Canada. First of all, I would also like to send out my happiest of Sunday morning greetings to Peter and Myrna Trenum in Pugwash, Nova Scotia. For them today, it's going to be another classic by none other than the King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, and an old-time classic called Sons of Newfoundland. Then we'll follow with Miss Joan Morrissey once again, who we've been paying tribute to today, and the Anti-Confederation song, and then we'll wrap up with none other than a song by another one of my all-time favorite legends of Newfoundland, yes, Clate Butt, and a song simply titled Time and Tide, Yet Says So Much, which really is a deep, moving song in many ways. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the East Coast favorites and welcome in, friends. Good morning.
We don't keep in touch, and we want you to know that we love you and the land that we're missing so much. And we'll all be home someday. Time. We're back home once again in old Newfoundland. And we'll all be home again someday. We're all coming back home again. We'll all be back home again someday. For we're still the sons of old.
Remember, dearest mother, be a name. fashion checks, just tell them what to do. Yes, keep the old flag flying, take strength from where you stand. As loved our father, so we love, God guard the Newfoundland. As loved our father, so we love, God guard the Newfoundland.
Share them with our kids. They tell of simple pleasures, of the oceans heal so strong, but now they're only fossils of a golden age long gone. They say the men from Newfoundland who were brought up from the sea, till dusk and suffer such no one should ever see. And all the pain, was it all in vain? I guess we'll never know. We'll keep going on and sing our songs and watch our families grow. Folks now are torn between their culture and their needs. How can you raise a family on a raped and barren sea? Most will leave for other shores, but a few will struggle on and light the torch, a beacon for the ghosts of good times gone. Let's say the men from Newfoundland who were brought up from the sea, who worked till dusk and suffered such no one should ever see. And all the pain, was it all in vain? I guess we'll never know. We'll keep going on and sing our songs and watch our families grow. Generations come and then they go. The new one forges on. Our future turns to history even as I sing this song. Time and tide, they'll not abide, they'll wait for us no more. Oh, and then we'll finally see the light on that strange, uncharted shore. They say the men from Newfoundland were brought up from the sea, who worked till dusk and suffered such no one should ever see. And all the pain, was it all in vain? I guess we'll never know. We'll keep going on and sing our songs and watch our families grow. We'll keep going on and sing our songs and watch our families grow.
This is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Way Back, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the bluegrass songs and legends of old. And this past week, we just got to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival in Spencerville, Ontario. So I would like to send a very special thank you and sincerest thank you to Kim Wallace and his wife, Lisa, for their inviting me out to the program and festival this past week. Now, as we pay tribute to the bluegrass songs of old, let's begin with Miss Rhonda Vincent, the Queen of Bluegrass, and a song called Lover's Hip Parade. Then we'll follow with another friend of mine, Larry Efaw, and his classic called My Little Mountain Home. Then we'll wrap up with none other than a new friend of mine and the group called the Rockharts from down there in the States, and a song simply titled Don't Let Smoky Mountain Smoke Get in Your Eyes. With that, I would like to welcome you all to the Way Back with Johnny Show here on this great channel.
Surprise, darling, that's do. I'm telling you. If Smoky Mountain smoke is in your eyes, if you're looking for a place you will love, Smoky Mountain Cherokee, the closest place to heaven that I know, Smoky Mountain Tennessee. Don't let Smoky Mountain smoking in your eyes. If you do, Smoky Mountain smoke it's in your eyes. Gatlinburg precious jewel, the mountain treasure, Smoky Mountain.
You take care and blessings to you.
Did it look like old Kentucky when the gates swung open wide? And the good Lord's got you playing somewhere up there every night. Is the grass any bluer on the other side?
But yes, friends, once again, it's that time to salute the second half of this interview with none other than our good friend Tom Morrissey of Newfoundland. And he is, of course, the son of our First Lady of Newfoundland Music, Miss Joan Morrissey, who we have been paying tribute to today. With that mentioned, during this part of the interview, we talk about his mother's tragic passing, but also the struggle she had during the 70s in her music career. With that, I would like to welcome Miss Joan Morrissey's son, Tom Morrissey, to our program today. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time favorite that Tom asked me to play of his mother's called Headed Eastbound. So with that, turn this one up, friends, because this is a true legend of Newfoundland music. I've been out to Newfoundland, and it's like a whole different world out there.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah. It hasn't changed much. It is getting more popular and more popular every year. A lot of people love to go there.
Yes, they do, yes. Is it still as popular as ever, or no?
What, Newfoundland itself, you mean?
As a tourist place.
I believe so, yes. You know, yes. The thing about Newfoundland is they have the big George Street festivals and the music festivals. Summertime, you know, just remember, you have a window of June to September, right?
Yes.
That's it. After that and before that, it's either cold or wet or damp or, you know, you're out in the middle of the Atlantic, especially in St. John. You know, in the winter, it's pretty harsh to live there. So, you know, regarding tourism, people go all year round, but most of the time they go there. It usually starts around in April when the icebergs come down, and you know, that's a big tourist grab because,
yes,
you know, it has little icebergs and you could shake a stick at. Mm-hmm. And then in the summer you got your festivals, and Yeah, it's, I try to get back every year myself, even if I can, you know.
I see, yes. So you're out on the West Coast. Do you ever miss Newfoundland? Or
I do miss home, but I love living out here. I'm on an island, so I got that down pat, right? I'm surrounded by water still, so I got that down. And the weather here is only 2 months of winter.
Oh, yes, for sure, yes. Not six like the rest of us.
Exactly. I usually go back once a year if I can.
I see.
I try to go back, and usually in the summer during the, you know, festival season and stuff like that, Jersey festivals and different things. And my sisters all live back there, so, you know, I go back and visit them and hang out. And, you know, a couple of weeks, and then after that, then I come back home again back here.
I see. Okay. And you also were mentioning that you do some of your own music. What is that like?
I do. I record some of my stuff. My stuff is very similar to what Mom was doing, except it's a little bit more on the rockier kind of high energy side. I have an album that's out now on Spotify. It's called Island Man, Tom Morrissey Band.
Yes.
And I got a bunch of people on there, and you can go listen to the albums there. Just type in the Tom Morrissey, and you can listen to the album. And I am in the process of now doing a new one coming up soon.
Oh, nice.
But the thing is, it's really difficult now to do anything with recording and then releasing, because there's no money to be made anymore.
Streaming is not like a sale either, no.
Well, you know, I had one song, Island Man, downloaded 25,000 times, and I got a check. They sent me a check for $10.95.
Oh, wow, that's sad,
so,
yes.
You know? So, and I mean, the same thing happened to Mom, funny enough, when she was, you know, put out, when she got a gold album for her homebrew album.
Yes.
Got a gold record for that, and they sent her a check for, you know, $20 or something like that.
Oh, that's
because
sad.
When what she didn't know back then, but unlike me, I'm not signed to a record label. She was signed to Maricom Records, and they, you know, they sent her the bill for when she went to Toronto for all the recording, all the, when they took her out, the cars that picked her up, when they drove her around Toronto, when she, everything she did there, she didn't know she was paying for that. She thought they were, the record company was looking after that, and then, you know, they would split the sales of the record, but apparently they took everything. It was the saddest thing. I think it really broke her career.
And that's what led to what happened, more or less. Exactly.
More or less, it put the stress on her, and as you know, you read the book, right?
Yes.
So you do know some of the things that she went through, which is why my sister wrote the book too, was to give people an insight on, you know, Mom's thought process and that. And they did put out a little 18-minute movie too.
Oh, did they?
Life.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It's online. I forget who processed it. I'll try and find the link and send it to you when I get a chance.
Well, I'd appreciate that, Tom. Yes.
And then you can have a look at it. It was played by some local people, and they just put a kind of like just a, how she was in 18 minutes.
Yes.
You know, her life, and then what happened to her at the end, right, where she committed suicide.
For sure, yes. You were only 4 years old when she passed away, but do you have any personal memories of your mom?
I was 14 years old.
Oh, 14, I'm sorry, yes. Yeah,
sorry,
my fault.
Very good. You missed the one, boy.
Okay.
That's okay. I don't mind you knocking 10 years off my life. That means I'm younger than I really spoke.
Yes, exactly. Personal recollections of you and your mom or what have you, yes.
I do. You know, with Mom, we had a cabin up at Paddy's Pond in just outside of St. John's.
Yes.
And we used to go up there all the time, and we'd drive up. And, you know, the drive up was a good, you know, 45 minutes and, you know, sometimes an hour, hour and a half, depending. Mom knew a lot of people, so she would stop along the way and, you know, pick up some rhubarb jam from Marge or, you know, whatever, right? You know,
yes.
Along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and as we were going up, this, you know, we would sing a lot in the car. Like, she loved to sing along to the popular songs on the radio, like the song Admiral Haseley and, or whatever, the Paul McCartney song.
Okay.
And Across the Water, that one. So mm-hmm. We would sing that, and Mom would just sing to the top of her lungs. So you'd sing along to the top of your lungs with her, you know, stuff like that. That's a very big memory of me. It's one of the things that made me want to sing and let me know that I could sing.
Okay, yes, yes.
Because Mom never ever forced the singing on us. She never, all my sisters play guitar and stuff too, and sing, not a lot, not like I do full time now, but they are, everybody in our family is musical, and Mom never forced that on us. She just, you know, if you want to learn, it's there for you to learn, right? You know,
so I hear you.
Yeah, and you know, she also knew the pitfalls of the industry too, that, you know, that that what could happen, you know. Not that she thought any of her kids would go into the industry, because I was the only one that ever really did it. My sister Debbie, I sang with Mom a few times when, because she was the oldest, and my sister Bev helped write the lyrics to My Ding-a-Ling.
Yes, another great one.
Yeah, you know, but other than that, I mean, I'm the only one who is the only one performing. Debbie performed a show one time. They did they gave her, Mom got the Stomp and Tom Town Music Award, Tom Connors Music Award, entertainer, and so Debbie went and sang, and they had a full orchestra with her on stage, and then up in the back they had the screen, and they synced it up with Mom and her singing together, and that was just an incredible thing
to witness.
That she did, and at the time then too, you know, to do that. And so other than that, you know, the getting back to Mom singing and us singing, Mom never forced any singing on us. Singing was just a way of life in our house. It was the way to, you know, to pass time, and when you're driving and stuff, to get to where you're going.
And it just came natural. So, of course, your mother has passed away tragically. Would you share with us what happened or what led up to that?
Well, you know, a lot of what was happening in the industry and her and the Gold Record, you know, when Mom went to get a check for the Gold Record, when she got she sold 50,000 copies in 1973. And most of them were in Newfoundland, you know. I mean, you think about it, that's only a province with, I believe at the time, only 500,000 people. To sell 50,000 copies. So she was, you know, excited to go get her check, and, you know, and this is money that the family needed, right? Because Mom was, her and Dad both worked, and she was the breadwinner, right? And I believe that was the start of, you know, when they told her that, you know, sorry, Joan, but you signed your name on the bottom and you didn't read the fine print, you know, and which at the time, you know, happened. And I believe that
it can take a toll on a person.
It can, right? And then she, you know, after that happening, she's still going back to work, right?
Yes.
Then she had to get open heart surgery. So she had her heart, she had to get, she had to do the rib cage spread and, you know, open her up. And they had to, not like today where they can do it, you know, really quickly. Invasive surgery. She had to get that done, and then when she got it done, she went back and they said she may have to get it done again.
Oh wow.
And that really changed Mom in a sense of just that first surgery of how she felt about herself, and, you know,
self-conscious,
getting her 40s, right, you know, and the kids and that, and then it led to, you know, her, you know, eventually committing suicide.
Yeah, sadly, yeah. What is your thoughts on the way that she's remembered today, but also what songs, I guess I would say, stick out to you the most of your mom's?
Well, you know, as a musician, you listen to the different songs, and that one that sits with me a lot is the piano intro to Head and Eastbound.
Okay, yes, it is.
You listen to musicians playing it, and that me now as a musician, I've been playing for, you know, over 40 years, right? And that, and you listen to the recordings now, because as a kid, when you listen to, you know, I didn't care who was playing piano, and, you know, it made no impact on me at all until I got older and playing myself and, you know, being seriously interested in music itself.
Exactly.
And you listen to bass playing and the different things they've done, and a lot of the albums, you know, the Teacher Song is another one. I mean, they originally, that's music from Irving Berlin.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's just beautiful, right?
For sure.
And the chord changes and the different things, and, you know, at the time, as a kid, you think they were simple little songs, like, you know, thank God we're surrounded by water. It really is only two chords in that song, right? What they put around it and how they put it together.
Exactly.
There's a lot of
artwork to it.
Sure. And it's too bad I realized it after she died and not before. You know, I would have loved, if I had her come back and just speak to her for a bit, I would love to, you know, sit and chat music, you know?
Exactly. I know what you mean. Well, with my father now gone, I know exactly what you mean, yeah. I guess in summing the interview up, but of course I would like to know what your thoughts on if she had lived her full 90 years, because this year I know would have marked her 90th birthday.
What she would be doing now?
Yes.
Speculating? I would imagine she would probably be very involved in the Newfoundland music scene and, you know, in forging the different festivals. Like last year she got inducted into the Folk Arts Festival Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And that was a wonderful thing to happen. We're very proud of that, you know, that all these years later, they thought of Mom. I mean, my God. And that, I think she'd be very involved in the music industry. I mean, I don't know, at 90, but I know after, if she never passed away, you know, in her 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s, at least she would have been, and who knows, she probably would still be performing, you know.
And so, so what song can I play of your mom's for you?
Oh, we'll do Head and East Bone. That's my favorite. I love it. I do. I love the story is about, you know, the Newfoundlander who went away and realized that, you know, home is where the heart is, as they say.
Well, with that, you know, Tom, it's a pleasure talking to you, and I hope to get you guys back on the air at some point in the near future, but with that, we'll thank you for a wonderful conversation. You have a good day now. Take care.
You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, come on, let's go to the fair.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Whitlock. And I'd like to invite y'all out to the Fall Fair in Spencerville, Ontario, where it's all happening this fall from September 11th to the 14th, featuring some of the best in live entertainment, including names like Amanda Keeley, as well as Saturday night's headliners, the Roadhammers. And those more traditional country music fans will love Sunday afternoon as they celebrate the finest in country music, including our Queen of the Ottawa Valley, Miss Gail Gavin. So this is one event you won't want to miss. Also featured throughout the weekend is the Old Time Tractor and Truck Polls, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as the Midway for those who love the rides. So come one, come all to the 170th anniversary of the Spencerville Fair, happening September 11th to 14th. That's Thursday to Sunday. For more information, visit SpencervilleFair.ca, and I hope to see y'all out there.
Come on, boy, let's go to the fair.
Oh, yeah, they're going to the big fair in town. Well, they got some of the funniest things you ever saw.
Well, yes, friends, following that interview with Miss Joan Morrissey's son, Tom Morrissey Jr., we're back here, and it's once again that time in the program to pay tribute to today, what I like to call the Way Back Song of the Week. With that mentioned, I have been reading the book that Joan's daughter, Debbie Morrissey Stafford, wrote about her mother, which was released in 2003, called Yes, My Dear. Throughout this book, there's a song that is often mentioned, and I would like to pay tribute to Joan one more time today with this all-time classic of hers, a song called Simply Thank God We're Surrounded by Water. With that mentioned, I would like to offer this classic as this song of the week today. And here, now turn this one up, friends, because as I say, this is one of her most essential songs in the legacy and the memories of Miss Joan Morrissey.
We can be thankful for one.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the Way Back with Johnny Whitlock show here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.osherox.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to thank my loyal listeners, you, for tuning into the program today. Without you, I could not do this program. I'd also like to thank the family of the late Joan Morrissey for agreeing to help me in paying tribute to their beloved mother, who passed away over 40 years ago in 1978 on January the 10th. At the young age of 42. It is a sad fact that she had committed suicide, but it is also a fact that during the 50s and 70s in the music industry, it was not a very easy place to be, especially for a female artist. And with that, we would like to pay tribute to her one last time as we pay tribute to the beloved First Lady of Canadian East Coast Music and Newfoundland as well, with a song simply titled Tribute to My Mother. And that, of course, is a song that Tom Morrissey wrote and recorded, dedicated to his mother, Joan. Then we'll play us home today with a song that I would like to dedicate in loving memory of Miss Joan Morrissey and anyone else who has suffered the same way she has over the years. And it's a song that a Newfoundland legend and friend of mine, Chuck Sims, from the Rock of Newfoundland, recorded, and it's of course his version of the old Hank Williams song called Beyond the Sunset. With that, may God bless you, Joan, and your family always, and keep your memory and your legacy alive. With that, till we meet again, may God bless each and every one of you. And yes, friends, keep it country out there. We'll be back next weekend, same great time, same great place, 8 to 11 over CFRC 119 FM. So long for now, friends. And yes, also, may God bless and keep Miss Jeannie Seeley and Brent Williams, who have also passed away this past week. So long for now.
Life on the road was rough for a woman in the early days. Playing towns where no one's gone before. Six kids and a booming voice, her hands gripped the microphone. She would sing till the wee hours of the morning. Daughter and a sister and a friend.
and a daughter and a sister and a friend. Loved her husband and her children. She played in a country band.
Thank you.
friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is the sole associate of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends. Is there a
few old- Tune in to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. Join your host, Arrow McCauley, for a free-flow show where words, ideas, and music mingle. Each week, we sit down with one of the local authors and artists leading